The money drug companies are spending wining and dining doctors is back in the spotlight with new analysis from the University of Sydney. The study found that in the 4 years between 2011 and 2015, pharmaceutical companies sponsored 600 events a week. Tim Brunero reports.
They say there's no such thing as a free lunch, and researchers at the Charles Perkins Centre at the University of Sydney agree. They've been looking at the impact of free lunches and gifts lavished on doctors and other health professionals. For instance, between 2011 and 2015, there have been more than 117,000 occasions where physicians have received hospitality and other largesse from pharmaceutical companies. And it's not just wining and dining. Some doctors get seriously spoiled. In June 2015, 24 Australian cancer specialists flew to Chicago to attend a conference. It cost almost $270,000. In the same year, drug companies kicked in $70,000 for 6 oncologists to visit Sweden and $176,000 for 9 dermatologists to visit Vancouver. But at most events, it's just a humble sandwich. Dr. Barbara Mincies is with the Charles Perkins Centre.
Most of them involve giving free lunches or free drinks and snacks. And many of them are part of a normal workday.
But surely a free sandwich and a handful of nuts is not going to change a medical professional's prescription habits.
Actually, there's very good evidence now from looking at the prescribing habits of thousands of doctors in the U.S. and with the U.S. Sunshine Act, that even a small meal or a small sandwich actually does make a difference to prescribing. And I think what it is that we're all human. You know, we all appreciate a meal, we all appreciate a gift.
What we're looking at here is an epidemic of drug company-sponsored events for Australian doctors.
Dr. Ray Monahan from Bond University also took part in the research.
These are events at local restaurants, hotels, in hospitals, in doctors' surgeries, where drug companies are giving their spin to information about the latest new drugs.
The Australian Medical Association doesn't think this is something to be concerned about. Dr. Michael Gannon is president of the AMA and says that while the number of events does sound like a lot, it is appropriate.
It's simply not the case that doctors are going to prescribe the wrong medication for their patient for the price of a sandwich. It's important that doctors avail themselves of sources of information about new medications that aren't industry sponsored, and they exist through independent journals, the journals produced by the learned colleges, and information produced by organisations such as NPS Medicines Wise, an Australian prescriber.
Medicines Australia, which represents drug companies, were unable to provide a spokesperson, but issued a statement. It's ludicrous to suggest that a sandwich and a soda water would sway the opinions of medical practitioners. Suggestions like this do nothing but undermine a patient's confidence in a robust and accountable system and call healthcare professionals into disrepute. Michael Gannon says he supports greater transparency, and the industry has already forced drug companies to stop providing stationery and pens.
We should see appropriate transparency about these arrangements. No secret payments or anything like that, but it's entirely appropriate that doctors that are in a decision-making capacity, buying medications, buying inserts, implants, prostheses on behalf of a hospital or an area health service, that those contracts are transparent.
And Barbara Mincies agrees transparency is important. She argues more needs to be done to remove drug companies from the equation.
I think the transparency is very important, but more important would be really cutting back on the amount of sponsored events and the amount of influence that and when it comes to medical education, this should be independent of a company that has a product to sell to treat a specific condition.
Dr. Barbara Mincies ending Tim Brunero's report.